The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Caldera, good morning. George Brockler, no está aquí. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. So let me just do a quick reset here. I'm looking at all these ads that are attack ads against Joe O'Day. They are paid for by Democrats. Well, why do Democrats want to play in a Republican primary? Because all's fair in love and war. And politics now is not gentlemanly. It's not honorable. Apparently, it's war to the left. And so they're spending money in the other team's camp. They believe that Ron Hanks is unelectable in a general election. So they're going to try to help him win in the primary. They had great success with that back when Dan Mays ran for governor. They were able to push him over the finish line and then destroy him in the general election. He got 11% of the vote. 11% of the vote. It was embarrassing. Now, the difference is we have unaffiliated voters now allowed to vote in either Republican or Democratic primaries. Could this backfire? Potentially. And then we have this story coming out from a PAC called the American Muckrakers PAC. They're the ones who helped, quote, fire Representative Cawthorn. And they're saying that Lauren Boebert was a paid escort, basically a prostitute, that she had abortions. And it's one of these great things that even by putting out this salacious stuff, stuff that the Washington Examiner looked at and reported was riddled with factual errors. It doesn't matter because, as we heard from one of our previous callers, they just ran with it. Well, it just shows what a hypocrite she is, you know, by having abortions and then trying to deny that was abortions to others. When pushed, our caller finally had to say, well, if it's true, well, that's a pretty damn big if, isn't it? This is the wife-beating type of politicking, you know, the question. Excuse me, Senator, when did you stop beating your wife? And it's no wonder we hate politics if this is how it's played. Let's get back to the phones. 303-696-1971. Ben, welcome. You're with John Caldera. So glad to have you.
Yeah. Anyways, I was just going to say, Republicans do the exact same stuff all the time. It's not exclusive to Democrats.
I'm wondering how true that is. Give me a couple of examples.
The Steele dossier, for example, that was not started by Hillary Clinton. That was started by Jeb Bush. And that was a example that was largely debunked with a lot of, you know, fraudulent things like the P tape on Trump and things like that. And most of it couldn't ever be verified or classified, but that was started by Republicans.
It was overwhelmingly false, but even if it was started by Jeb, can we both agree?
It was
pushed by a media until it was debunked years later.
Yeah.
It was remarkably effective. So I don't know who started it. I honestly don't know. But all right, if that's the case, should Republicans do more of this type of stuff? Is my question.
No, they shouldn't.
Why?
You know,
the left is doing this. Why shouldn't the right do it as well?
Because it's a matter of principle. Like, if you're going to be the party of values and principle, then you don't do that stuff. You let them go low, you know. It's like Michelle
but
Obama.
It
said,
works.
Like, you go low.
It is remarkably effective. So are you saying
that's Republicans... That's why half the Republican Party thinks the election was stolen is because, you know, it works on dopey people, not intelligent people. The election wasn't stolen.
I tell you what, let's break it down a little bit more and help me out here on this one, Ben. Democrats are pouring tons of money into the Republican primary to try to get a weaker candidate to win. Shouldn't Republicans do the exact same thing in Democratic primaries?
They can, but there's not really a whole lot of competitive Democratic like elections going on in this cycle.
Not this time, but there will be in the future. Is it a good tactic? It seems to be. I would say that Republicans need to play by these new rules.
I guarantee you they will play by those rules
I've never seen Republican funders play in Democratic primaries. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I'm saying I haven't seen it. Have you?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm sure some...
To the extent of what's going on now or what went on at the extent of Dan Mays, I certainly haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anything in recent years, but like I've seen...
Have you ever seen it?
I've definitely seen the Republicans pervert a lot of our democracy over the last few years.
I didn't ask that question. I asked, have you seen Republicans put large amounts of money into Democratic primaries?
I haven't, but that's not saying that it doesn't exist. It's just saying I don't know about it.
So all right. So let me tell you, as a guy who's pretty close to politics on the right, I've never seen it in Colorado, ever. And I've been pretty involved for 3 decades in Colorado politics. Republicans have not put large amounts of money that I can tell in any sort of tactical way to get a weaker Democrat to win. This is a Democratic strategy, and it was remarkably effective with Dan Mays. It could be remarkably effective with Ron Hanks. And I don't see Republicans do it. And you can say, well, I'm not aware of it. I'm sure they have. I haven't seen it. And so I'm asking the question, should Republicans be as devious as Democrats are when it comes to playing in somebody else's primary? And are you saying yes or no? I might have missed it.
I'm saying as long as it's legal, you know, they're open to do that. You know, whether it's ethical or not.
Let me try it again. Ben, should they?
I think if it's legal, they can. If it's
Ben,
I don't think it's
should
morally
they?
Ethical.
We have just through our back and forth argumentation made it clear that there are clear big examples of Democrats playing in Republican primaries in Colorado, including Dan Mays. So should Republicans react in kind in the future? Should they, Ben?
I think it's morally not the
should
right thing
they,
to do.
Should they, Ben?
Should they?
I'm asking
Republicans
you.
Acknowledge that Donald Trump lost the election.
I will be happy to answer that question when you answer this one. Should they?
No, they shouldn't.
Play with? There. Why was that so hard? Why
shouldn't
they?
All right, now answer my question. Should Republicans say that Donald Trump just lost the election, that he was a loser?
Yes, I believe they should. Yes, I believe
good,
they should.
Good.
All right.
Thank
see
you.
How see
Thank
how quickly
you.
See how quickly I answered that question. You asked it and I answered it. Now I'll ask you a question. You said that they should do this, that Republicans should play by the same rules? They use the same tactic?
I said they can.
Oh, good God, man.
It's legal.
What is it about leftists that can't answer direct questions directly? You asked me a question, I answered it directly. What is it that is so difficult to answer a direct question directly? Have a great day, Ben. Thanks for the call. 303-696-1971. All right, here's the fact of the matter. Overwhelmingly, the left does these reprehensible ways of attacking their Republican opponents. Fair? They did it with Dan Mays. They got involved in the other team's playoffs. And let's try it this way. Imagine the Super Bowl. You're leading to the Super Bowl. You have the AFC championships and the NFC championships. And the AFC guys know that their team is going to go to the Super Bowl. The NFC team is doing their championship game. If they could go in there and mess with that game to make sure that the weaker team made it to the Super Bowl, that would be terrific. Yes, it would be against the rules of football. The question I'm asking that Ben seemed to have a hard time answering is, should Republicans play by the same rules? He mentioned that, well, you know, these disgusting things happen on by Republicans too. The Steele dossier really came out of Jeb Bush. Yeah, there's some truth to that. Absolutely. But that opposition research, which was a forgery, which was a fake, was then taken by the Hillary Clinton machine and her minions in the media and ran with it as if it were true for years until it was disproven. The same thing with Russian interference in the 2016 election. It took 4 years for that lie to be disproven, because a lie can speed around the world before the truth even gets its shoes on. So that's the question. Should we fight fire with fire? Should Republicans start doing the same thing? Let's talk to Dwayne. 303-696-1971. Dwayne, you're with John Caldera. Glad to have you.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for your 30 years at the Independence. And I
thank
see
you.
You've whipped out your freelance Sennheiser today to move around and do some radio time.
They let me out. They let me out of the office to embarrass myself on radio. It's a fine thing.
As a first generation American, and seeing the situations that have gone on, we are basically France back in the 1970s. The leftists have moved on to a far more aggressive tactics, and we are sitting there seeing our side, the more conservative, going, "We're above this kind of situation. We will not respond to petty, nasty little items. We're going to stand firm on our principles." And I believe that it should be a fact of, oh, you bloodied my nose? You're on the ground. We need to get back into the fact of brawling politics. We need to sit there and call things out for what they are. The BLM stands for buying larger mansions, and people should be acknowledged of that fact. I mean, it's just a simple thing. We need to sit there and show that Hillary Clinton was deeply involved with the Russian misinformation due to a court decision, not somebody sitting in a small chair somewhere in a basement going, and this is what happened next. And Donald Trump's a bad man because he's got orange hair and he's this. We need to get into, I'm sorry, did you say something stupid? Yes, it's time to knock you down. And also, can we get off this democracy item? We are not a democracy. We are a what? Constitutional Republic.
All right. All true. But the reality is elections have consequences. And the left has answered this simple question. Do we want to be right or do we want to win? The left has made a decision that they want to win. So whether it's putting money into Republican primaries, which Ben seemed to have a hard time answering if Republicans should do the same, or taking false narratives like the Steele dossier, the Russian collusion in the election, all completely falsified, as we find out years later, going back to the statement, you know, a lie can travel around the world before truth can get its shoes on. It took 4 years for the media, with the same thing we're finding now with the Hunter Biden story with his laptop, which got no coverage. That didn't happen until, of course, after his dad was elected president. And now the media goes, yes, that is his. In fact, it's his laptop. It's amazing how long it takes in order to get the truth out on these things. Now, do we know what the truth is with Lauren Boebert? No, don't know. I find
one thing about salacious.
Laura, pardon me?
I said one thing about Ms. Boebert. I said Representative Boebert. I need to make sure I say it properly. Is that she's up in Rifle, and as a young lady from Rifle that I knew, I said, how are things up there? And she goes, there's no good lingerie at the Walmart. And if you're going to be an escort, you need to have some high quality lingerie. When I had to shave my back to sit there and roll some of the oil workers when I was low on money, I brought good lingerie. But I'm going to go into a different subject there. But yet you're true on everything. But the Republicans, Ken Buck and others, we need to start standing up as a group. I mean, Democrats will sit there and run in, you know, the next Muammar Gaddafi or anything else, but they stay true. As soon as Donald Trump became the character, we saw, I just lost his name there. The one that was running the magazine, and he was claimed to be a conservative for years, and he flipped. And Republicans went back and forth, and they couldn't find enough machetes to try and slice at Trump.
All right, so help me with this, Dwayne, then I got to run. I keep asking a simple question. It's a should question. Should Republicans, and I'm talking about Republican funders, should Republicans use these same tactics? Should Republicans put large amounts of money to mess in Democratic primaries? Should Republicans fund salacious mongering campaigns like saying somebody's a prostitute? Should Republicans do this?
Yes, and more.
I'm starting to agree with you, and to be honest, that kind of bothers me. Hey, thanks for the call, Dwayne. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. So here's the press release. Representative Lauren Boebert was an unlicensed paid escort with SugarDaddyMeat.com and had two abortions. Really? These are some pretty salacious accusations. And you can put it out there, and it could take years to put these rumors down, if in fact they're false. And I tend to believe they're false. Right up there with the Steele dossier, right up there with Russian interference in the 2016 election, right up there with Hunter Biden's computer. All these things, the left and the media went the wrong way. And then years later, the lies were destroyed by the truth. Should Republicans do the same? Dwayne says yes. I'm starting to think more and more yes as well. Because there's a lot at stake here. There's a ton at stake here. This type of disinformation, I understand, yes. The left, it constantly talks about disinformation on the stealing the election. All right, fine. But this type of disinformation about the Steele dossier, disinformation about Russian collusion in the election, disinformation that it wasn't Joe or Hunter Biden's computer. I don't see the left going nuts trying to disprove those lies. They have to come around slowly, years later, at which point the truth has no impact politically. Pretty well done stuff. 303-696-1971. Let's take a quick breather here. I'm John Caldera. You're on 710 KNUS.
Yeah.
after 8 o'clock. Jorge no está aquí. I'm John Caldera in for the drunk, recuperating. Maybe he's in drug rehab. I'm not too sure. George Brockler. You know, there's a sign about a guy who's really scared about losing his job as a radio host when he has to call into his own radio show. Let's go to the hotline and talk to Mr. Brookler. Yes, George Brookler, welcome.
It is Brookler, and thank you for that. Yeah, John, well, obviously, way, when I know you're filling in, I've obviously got to have some concerns about my job. So, yeah, I'm calling in. Just don't forget me. Please love me.
No, my job is to scare away all your listeners. That way you get to rebuild your audience when you get back. You're in Tampa. What?
Tampa.
Now, I know you're going to come up with some story that you're working, but really, what are you doing in Tampa?
No, it really is legitimately working. But it's like anything else. You build a little downtime in the front and the back end of it. But there is a floor, something we don't have in Colorado. They have a school security governmental agency at the state level that tries to coordinate everything ever since Parkland. And they have a big conference they've done the last couple few years. And they had me come out to talk about the STEM school mass shooting and sort of lessons learned, how it was approached, all that other stuff. So how do you say no when they're like, hey, can we bring you out to Tampa and talk about stuff that you did in your career? And you're like, yes, please. Happy to do it.
Notice, it wasn't Cleveland. You ought to come out to Cleveland
or
to
Detroit,
talk to us about this.
Right?
Yeah. Come out to Detroit.
Right.
Conflicts, scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, I've got to be on the radio.
Might have to zoom in for that one. You're so
John,
transparent.
When you get the chance, you have to come out here and do the show from out here. They have a Salem studio out here. And I hope Kelly and Brian are listening. It is really nice. They are so nice. They're so generous. And the setup is just wonderful. And I think what adds to that is the temperature and the rest of the area surrounding it. But it was cool to do the show from here.
So what I'm hearing is you want to telecommute from Tampa to do your radio show here in Denver.
Wouldn't that be the bomb? Wouldn't that?
There's no reason you can't anymore. All right, go do your padded little junket, and I will chase away your listeners when you get back. When are you back, by the way?
Oh, such another good question. So I fly back tonight, but then I leave for Texas on Sunday, New York on Tuesday for Cooperstown, the baseball tournament with my 12-year-old, and then I come back just at the end of June. But I'll be on the radio, by the way. I'm taking the Comrex with me. And for folks that don't know what that is, it is a giant, super heavy steel briefcase that's full of radio stuff. So I will be doing the show remotely on a couple different occasions while I'm gone. But I think you'll be in there a lot.
I want to see you get through TSA with your suitcase. This will be good.
There's a handcuff that goes with it.
All right, go. Hey, thanks for checking in on me. Don't worry.
We're missing you.
You're very secure here, and there will be no listenership when you get back.
Bye, Billy. See you guys. Bye now.
303-696-1971. Always good to hear from Jorge himself. All right, I want to get back to this news story. So a muckraking outfit, which at least the honesty to call themselves American Muckrakers, put out a salacious press release, and I'm looking at their website, and I don't see anything here other than the accusations that Lauren Boebert was a prostitute, had abortions. You can say that, and it'll ring true. It'll have an impact. Google it, and you'll see all these news outlets reporting on it. Thanks to the Washington Examiner for doing a closer look and finding that this allegation is, quote, riddled with errors. But it fits a pattern of how the left is so much more bare-knuckled, ugly, intimidating when it comes to the politics of personal destruction. They are involved in Republican primaries, not only this year with all the Democratic PAC putting in money to try to get Ron Hanks to win, but also years ago with Dan Mays doing the same thing. The idea is that there's collusion with the Russian government to get Trump elected, the Steele dossier, you know, all these things, and it's bare-knuckled ugliness. I've been listening to a book by Ronan Farrow, Catch and Kill, and it's all about how Harvey Weinstein, movie mogul, was a predator, a serial rapist, and then how he used his powers of intimidation to destroy people's lives to keep them quiet afterwards. I mean, just destroyed these women's lives. It is ugly, and it's just awful. So tell me, what's the difference between that and going out there and calling somebody a prostitute? You know, what is the difference? So to the left, being Harvey Weinstein, by the way, a dear friend of Hillary Clinton and a huge fundraiser for her, it's the same tactics, which is the ends justify the means. And it's so sad because when I was a kid, it was the left that said, the ends don't justify the means. And now, the ends justify everything. And I'm starting to really question, should the right do the same? Help me with this, well, very deep question. Let's go to these phones. Tom, welcome. You're with John Caldera. Sorry for keeping you on hold so long. Joe and Rick, stay on the line as well. Tom, you're with John Caldera.
Yeah, good morning, John. Answer your question, absolutely not.
Why?
Well, for two pretty obvious reasons. The first one is we don't have to. The left already gives us plenty of ammunition. The problem is nobody listens. You take it from Whitewater, the Clinton Foundation, Clinton's stuff that he's done. The examples you already brought up about Russia collusion and all that kind of stuff. And the second reason is that ethics are kind of the wall protecting our moral behavior. You tear down that wall, and what comes next? What's our distinctive? If we start playing by their rules, then what does that do to us personally?
Let me push back on this, Tom. I understand what you're saying,
sure.
But we live in a state now that is completely dominated by progressive socialists, from a governor to a House to a Senate to the courts to the AG to the Secretary of State. And it's because of, well, their advantages in games like this.
Yes, there are.
And so we can take the high ground and say, we're not going to play in their primaries. We're not going to put out the salacious things. We're not going to do that because ethically it's a dangerous road to go down. All right, that's great. But you know what is a worse road to go down? Socialism. You know what a worse road to go down is? A place where the people who are being victimized don't stand up and fight back. I've got to wonder.
We do fight back.
And lose.
It's just that we don't fight back by those rules. Well, that's the risk you take.
It's more than just a risk. I believe the nation is hanging in the balance. The state of Colorado certainly is hanging in the balance. And so I believe the threat is very, very real. And one of the reasons conservatives lose, let me finish this thought. One of the reasons conservatives lose is because conservatives would rather be right than win. And Democrats look at this and say, how do we win? Nothing they've done here is illegal, even the salacious stuff, getting involved in the other team's primaries. Nothing illegal about it. It's unethical. I think it's highly unethical. But there's nothing illegal about it. And so we might be wonderful and good. We're like the pacifists who let an army run us over because we don't want to shoot back. I'm starting to feel that we're making a decision, a bad decision. All right, your turn.
That's not true. We bring out the evidence. The problem is not the tactics. The problem is that people don't listen. A French philosopher once says, people gets the government they deserve. And if, you know, under our system, a Republican government, constitutional government, under law, if people don't have the freaking common sense anymore to see these people as who they are, then maybe we, you know, just as a human being, as a Christian myself, maybe we have to say, you know, they're going to get the government they deserve.
And yeah, but maybe sadly, I'm getting the government they deserve as well. And you say people aren't listening. True enough. So let me ask you, should Republicans put money into Democratic primaries?
I don't think Republicans or conservatives should do anything that is obviously unethical, because then the distinction is gone. And when we take over, when and if we take over, I'm not that confident about the election issue, but when and if we take over, what's the difference? We're playing by the same rules. The ends justify the means. Now, the Democrats, I mean, I've been watching this for a long time, and the Democrats pretty much, those coming in the 80s, the children of the 60s, and I used to be on the left in the 60s until I found out they were.
Yeah, I got to hit a break here, so I cannot go down memory lane with you this morning. But, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you so. 303-696-1971. This is a big decision. Mind you, it's not like I've got $1 million to put into playing in Democratic primaries. But I'm hearing that, no, we shouldn't, because it's bad ethics. You know what's bad ethics? Letting your state get destroyed by socialism. I'm John Caldera, in for George. Keep it right here, 710 KNUS. Ten minutes to the top. Good morning and welcome. I'm John Caldera, in for George. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. This has been a fascinating conversation. Love having it with you. Looking around what's going on in Colorado, we see that Democrats are using really ugly tactics. Should Republicans do the same? When I say ugly tactics, I mean that they're spending lots of money playing in the Republican primary, trying to get Ron Hanks, who they believe, rightly or wrongly, it will be an easier candidate to beat in the fall, to win for the U.S. Senate primary. They did the same thing years ago with Dan Mays. They spent $500,000 back then. Now they're spending about $2 million. They must think it's a better way to spend money. And it is. Lauren Boebert is now the head of some salacious accusations. I don't see any proof of these accusations. I just see a press release saying that basically she was a prostitute and she's had abortions. Really? Should Republicans play the same game? I've just talked to a caller who said, no, of course not, because it's wrong. It will come back to haunt them. Yeah, we won't have a state by then. We won't have a state by then. We won't have a nation by then. You know, I'm starting more and more to believe it is time for Republicans to fight fire with fire, but we're not like that. We're too nice. Help me out. 303-696-1971. To the phones we go. Rick, you're with John Caldera. Glad to have you, Rick.
There was a broadcaster, he's not with us anymore, in the world, he mentioned every now and then somebody that was a prostitute. This one male representative or senator from the Southwest, and just I believed it. But he didn't go into a lot of detail, but he mentioned it, and that, so now we know. But as far as this woman in this state, I don't necessarily believe it. But if it's true, they can mention it. If the broadcaster's got good credibility, this guy certainly did. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. But he used to mention that this guy for years was, that, you know, was in the employ of the U.S. was elected official. So,
all right, I don't know if I'm following you here, so let me just clarify.
To call people a whore, you know, on the air,
yeah, well,
if they were.
Yeah, I've called people a whore. I called
well,
my
okay,
friends
whores.
Well,
okay, this guy did. We understood him. Was probably true. He didn't go into detail.
When calling somebody a whore,
well,
it doesn't
okay,
mean
a prostitute.
Let me get the sentence out. When I call somebody a whore, usually I'm not saying literally you get paid for sex. In the same way when I call somebody a communist, I don't think they're actually registered with the Communist Party. It's more a pejorative or a joke. Is that the way he used this?
No, not when he did. Several times this guy didn't.
Okay,
so
and therefore
it was
probably
what? True about, huh?
And therefore?
Well, the guy probably was a male prostitute. So.
Okay. I'm asking a different question. Let me be more precise. And therefore, should Republicans call people prostitutes, whether they are or not, should Republicans get involved in Democratic primaries?
Well, I don't think you should say it easily. You should have a good reason to say it, that's all.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in everyday terms, just mention it, that the person probably was, so we'll know it, but you can't prove it. Why go on over it? Probably a lot of people have been in it. I don't know. I'm a pretty clean guy. I try to be from a good Republican background. That's all. So you're asking.
Now, all right. Let me try this again, Rick. I'll simplify it. Should Republican donors spend money in Democratic primaries?
I don't know. I don't know if they would. Well, you just want to know if the broadcasters, are, if they should mention it, if there's a real personal scandal involved in it, and they should.
Should
so
we put
know.
Out a press release that Michael Bennett was a male gay prostitute?
Well, I wouldn't believe it in his case.
Do you believe it with Lauren Boebert?
There's no reason to say that about the guy. That I know of.
All right, let me try this again. Should we put out some sort of press release accusing Michael Bennett of being a former gay prostitute?
Well, I don't know if it's something you could really prove it. But just
let me try it for a third time here.
Well,
Help me out, buddy. Focus.
I'm telling you, buddy, that just because you say it's correct.
Should. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm asking, should Republicans do this? Should
just mention
put
it
out
so we get some
things?
Idea of it. That's all. You
so
can't
the answer
a
is, your answer simply is, no, we should not. That's all. I'm just asking direct questions. I got to run. Why do people have such a hard time answering direct questions directly? Keep it on KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.